Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander.
On a very cold day, but it's getting warmer.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it's ever going to get warm again.
Oh, it will. It will.
Normally, I don't bellyache much about it, but this has been a
long winter.
Yes.
We were raised up north. And we were used to this kind of weather when we were growing up. But you know what? This way below zero that we've had now in the earlier part of the week is not as welcome as it was when we were kids because we didn't care. Whereas the warmer weather is so much better.
We never had a day off because of cold. We had days off because of snow.
Yeah.
But I don't ever remember a day off from cold, ever.
In fact, the little town I was in was in the Red River Valley. And if we had a storm, I can always remember, even as a little kid, all the parents from town came to pick up their kids and pull them through the snowbanks and get them home. And we were dressed so warm. I don't know. I don't think the kids dressed like they used to.
No.
And we had all wool.
Yeah. The kids won't do it. It's not the in thing to do to dress warm now.
Well, there's so many parents who work, and it's a whole different ballgame than we were little.
You were not allowed out. You just were not allowed out.
That's right. But I am glad the schools are realistic about the fact that we have to watch that wind chill. In fact, we never heard about a wind chill factor way back then.
20 below was 20 below. If it had a little wind, big deal.
Now, the markets even had like a freeze this last week. The markets have been taking a tumble. We talked about that last week, a reaction to the emerging markets. However, Europe is coming out nicely now and doing well. And we also saw a lot of stocks who have been reporting their earnings, and they're doing very, very well. We have seen some stocks that haven't been reporting as much. You've got to understand, these analysts make guesstimates about what they think that company will do. That doesn't mean that company will hit those estimates exactly, and it doesn't mean that the stock you picked out was bad. It just means that according to the analysts, you probably are not right on as they think you should be.
But it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything because only what they get. So that's why it really shouldn't be involved, but they do that because if they project what they want and then they don't get it, then it's a big deal. So it's a penny off. We talked about that last week a little bit.
So let's go on from here. Garwin, we have two important dates coming up. One is February 7th, where the government has to talk about their borrowing limit again. And when they do that, it'll be interesting to see the reaction. The other one, of course, is April 15th, the tax date. Now, we all know we have that coming down the pike. But for you people who are going ahead and wanting to get your refund right away or turn your taxes in right away, keep in mind that especially if you're into international or global funds, they sometimes come out with some tax information at a later date. So don't be in such a big rush. Wait and get all the correct information from your mutual funds, from your insurance companies, and find out just exactly where you're standing, putting all your things together. You rush into the CPA, but don't be in that much of a hurry. Wait till you get some of the responses back.
Otherwise, you probably are going to have to refile, and you don't want to do that. So if Leanne's right, it's better to wait a little bit.
Now, one of the things that has happened and what we have noticed this last week in particular, we always hear about interest rates and we're hearing about the Fed and their tapering coming down the pike. The interest rates have been changing. They have been actually reacting and they are actually moving up, meaning that you're going to see some of your bond mutual funds going down in value. They work opposite of each other. But the interest rates affect other things besides bonds. We always hear about bonds. Don't forget you have interest rates in CDs. Now, it'll be a while before that'll hit
the banks.
Those
aren't going to change for a while.
Not for a while. But, Garwin, I want you to talk about interest rates in regarding to insurance, because many of you have annuities. And an annuity is?
It's just a simple, it's an account with a life insurance company that is designed to defer taxes. And the growth is deferred. The taxes on the growth is deferred until you take the money out. So it's simply a savings plan through a life insurance company, and the taxes are deferred until you take the money out. Now, the interest rates are starting up on those. I'm starting getting emails saying, the fixed accounts are going up. But if the fixed accounts are going up, that means the index and the variable accounts will start paying more money. So those are going to show a better growth this year than they did last year, very likely.
So if somebody goes into an annuity, they look at the fact that each year it can adapt differently.
Yes. All fixed annuities are based on a declaration of the interest rates by the board of directors for a year, and those have been really low. But the indexed annuities have a fixed account based into them, many of them do, and those rates, of course, will go up. They also are going to be based, their earnings are going to be based on whatever the returns of their investments are in terms of the index, whether it's the Dow or the S&P or whatever, and those have been very good, so those will very likely go up. So those accounts should have good returns this year. Should. We don't know. There might be something to happen down the road. But we know the fixed rates are going up, which means everything else should go up a little bit.
Now, we are not talking about an annuity where you're already taking an immediate annuity, which means you're paying.
We're talking about accumulation annuities.
Okay, those who are bringing money in.
Right.
Or accumulating because you haven't touched them and you're just letting them grow.
Right.
Not the ones where you actually have what we call an immediate annuity where you put money in and you've taken a definite income stream.
Like,
that's not going to change. Not
like Social Security. They act like Social Security.
Except Social Security gets a cost of living.
That's different. That's different. But I'm talking about only the return. It's fixed for a period of time. Could be a year, 5 years, 10 years, lifetime.
If many of you are retiring from a company and they're giving you annuity options, you have to be very, very careful what option you choose. You can go ahead and you can roll it over. You can go ahead and leave it at the company. You can go ahead and transfer it to another company, or you can take an annuitization program.
And that is one of the things that people are a little jumpy about, because once you take the annuitization, it is fixed. You cannot change it.
And because of the lower interest rates, you are not going to get as big a pile as you would if you had a higher interest rate.
That's why sometimes I will tell people, let's wait a little while till we annuitize, unless you absolutely have to have the money today. Because when interest rates go up, the annuitization payout will be better, hence you're going to get more money. So if you can wait, it's better to wait a little while.
It's a little different when you consider bonds, because you can buy a bond, and if you buy that bond, you have a maturity time period. You can buy a 1 year, 3 year, 5 year. I mean, you have different kind of bonds. And then that bond will get that interest rate until it matures. If you sell
that, that is fixed then.
Yeah, that interest rate is fixed. In a mutual fund, they keep changing their bonds so they get new interest rates in that bond fund.
They roll over, they roll out, and roll new ones in.
Or they mature, and if they mature, then they'll bring new ones in. So when you have a bond fund, you are going to see it move up and down depending upon what's going on with the rates and with what's going on in the industry. Whereas a regular bond will mean that, or like a treasury bond, et cetera, If you buy the one bond, you get that interest rate, and that interest rate will stay until that bond matures. If you sell in between times, between the time you bought and the time it matures, then you get the value based on what you can sell that bond for. Whereas in immediate annuity, you start it, you absolutely are stuck for a certain length of time,
right,
depending upon how you have that set
up. So that's why it's very you have to be very careful when you are planning fixed numbers of years of earnings out of an annuity as to what do I really want. And remember, I can't change it. When I pull the trigger on that, it's done. That is what it's going to be, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Now, we're going to move on to some other areas, and one of them happens to be a long-term care update. All of us are aware that we are getting to be older. And as we get to be older, we are looking at things like long-term care, and having long-term care is going to protect us if we become ill, if we have Alzheimer's, things like that. However, long-term care has gotten very, very expensive. So they have been, the long-term care policies, they have been looking at doing other things to make it more available to
palatable.
Individual. So, Garwin, I'm going to ask you to give an update on what's going on there.
Well, we've talked quite a bit about just plain long-term care where you buy a benefit, a pool of money, and you put your money in, and God forbid you need to use the benefit down the road 10, 15, 20 years, they pay you a benefit back. The problem is, and people are understandably upset about this when they think about it, is if I die and never use that benefit, my money is gone. Just like your auto insurance. In order to solve that problem, they have come out with a couple of different options. An annuity with a long-term care rider, which really works very well, and a life insurance with a long-term care rider. The life insurance has been, one of the problems with that was they required a minimum of $50,000 or $100,000 or $200,000 single premium.
One lump sum, and that's difficult sometimes to come up with.
A lot of people just can't afford it. It's a great product. Because you always are going to get your money back, and somebody's always going to make a profit. Whether you make a profit or your family makes profit, there's going to be a profit in there. But who can afford? A lot of people can't afford $50,000 or $100,000 or $200,000 single deposit. Now companies have come out with said, okay, we'll allow you to buy that like you would normal life insurance, an annual premium, semi-annual, a quarterly, and still has the long-term care rider. It still does all the good things that the long-term care does. But it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg to get into it.
You had better explain a little bit more about a rider.
The rider simply says, if you die, they pay the death benefit. But we put a rider on there, and obviously you have to pay for that rider. That's all built into the rates. That says, if you need long-term care, we're going to take a piece of that death benefit to pay for your care. It's pretty simple. And it's really very easy to explain to a client. And it does work. And it makes a lot more sense because, as I said, somebody always gets the money back. There's never any loss of money. Where it does in a regular long-term care policy, you may not get your money back if you die. Unfortunately, if you die too early, they don't pay anything out. The company gets to keep the money. We're going to run out of money. We're going to run out of time here, Leanne.
We'll never run out of money to talk about.
We're going to have Roger Kemp on in a couple of weeks talking about the new healthcare law. So get your questions ready. We'll go on the air live, so you can call in. We're going to be on at 11:30. We'll have Roger call in. So thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 952-835-4136. That's 952-835-4136. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney.com. www.wise-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.